EPA water quality expert Bob Newport says the lake is healthy now, but that could change soon.
We have a threshold indicator we sometimes use for total phosphorus in the lake of 30 micrograms per liter. And a concentration less than that, you'd say we're probably in pretty good shape. And as it gets over that, then you start to see there's an accumulation of nutrients and some of the adverse effects seem to start to happen. And we have some sampling from a couple of years ago that showed we were at 27 micrograms per liter. So you can see we're really starting to get very close to this number where we would start to see a change.
A change that could choke the relatively clear waters at Mille Lacs with phosphorus-fertilized algae and aquatic plants. That's a concern for anglers because it would likely harm the lake's famed walleye. It's also a concern for local residents because faulty septic systems not only pollute Lake Mille Lacs, but also the groundwater. The EPA says the best fix for the pollution problem is a new wastewater treatment plant. One has been proposed by the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. The band says it wants to build and operate a $23 million facility to treat wastewater from the entire west side of the lake. John Schley is mayor of Garrison on the west side of Lake Mille Lacs. Schley says his own town has tried to get a wastewater treatment plant for 12 years, but can't afford it. Now the Mille Lacs Band has asked the town of Garrison to join in on the wastewater proposal. Mayor Schley says he thinks it's a good idea and hopes the plant will be up and running as soon as possible.
This is a much needed project, and we have to look at not only protecting the lake but also our groundwater. And so it's a needed thing, and hopefully we can get this accomplished in the next couple of years.
The Mille Lacs Band wants to see the town of Garrison become part of the wastewater treatment plant. Not only do failing septic systems pollute Lake Mille Lacs, but also an aquifer feeding the Mille Lacs Indian Reservation's drinking water. Mille Lacs Band Environmental Programs Director Patty Burke says residents of the entire area need to work together to fix the pollution problem.
If there's any danger to the quality of Lake Mille Lacs, everybody in the area has a huge vested interest in it, environmentally and economically. We have to take responsibility for everybody's role in it, and we're pleased to have a regional solution where everybody's participating.
Burke says the situation at Mille Lacs is an environmental and health emergency. She says federal and state grants could pay for most of the wastewater treatment plant, with the band picking up the rest. State, federal, local, and tribal officials are meeting with area residents to discuss the pollution problem and some of the potential solutions tonight in Garrison. Tim Post, Minnesota Public Radio, Collegeville.